Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Bonterra Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BTR, and on the OTCQX under the symbol BONXF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Pascal Hamlin. Now, Pascal, we're going to start off by following up on a news release that came out just yesterday, June 23rd. It is the updated resource here at the company's, it encompasses a number of different deposits, the Gladiator deposit, the Berry deposit, and the Mulroy deposit. Now, we saw some nice growth in terms of measured and indicated, even inferred category as well. The resource went from a little over 2 million ounces, primarily in the inferred category back in 2019, now to over 3 million ounces, with 1.2 million ounces being in the measured and indicated category. Inferred, we have almost 1.8 million ounces. Pascal, give us a little update on this updated resource. It is just a snapshot in time, but the company is now up to 3 million ounces at your projects. Please highlight some of the numbers for us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We're focusing on expanding the resource that we, you know, that we had the initial resource back in 2019. We drill expansion drilling since. At Gladiator, we are drilling to the south and to the north of the main zone that was identified in 2019. Between 2019 and 2021, there was a lot of additional resource coming from the north zone for Gladiator. The south zone was a late discovery in 2020, so it's still early in the exploration on the south zone. And right now we have two drills on the barge, on barges, drilling the south zone and expanding it towards surface, because we discovered the south zone about 400 meters below surface, but we know it's going up. So we're drilling the upside of the structure first, and then we're going to move and drill below the structure, like between 400 and 600 meters later, late summer, early fall. We're going to be drilling on the water till the end of October, and then we're going to move to drilling from land at Gladiator. So Gladiator, we're going to continue to expand. Right now, a lot of the focus is on expanding the inferred resources at the Gladiator, but in parallel, while you drill the same hole, you know, you drill the south zone near surface, but you also drill the main zone and some of these north dipping structures. So the same hole will expend resource, but also infill drill the other zones from the same hole. So we're going to do both at Gladiator. Very, very, very interesting. You know, like this winter, we did a lot of expansion drilling at depth. Well, when I say at depth, between 500 and 600 meters. But we discovered very interesting zone that we released this winter and early spring. That's where the bulk of the increase on the resource came from at Berry. It came from those H-type zone at depth. When I said depth, you know, it's compared to some other deposit in the camp, it might not be very deep, but we're there. And we're going to continue to expand the drilling over there in the next few months. We have two drill rigs right now on land. That's going to be pretty well ongoing, nonstop between now and next year. Berry is on, it's all dry land around where we're drilling, so there's no seasonal effect. So Berry, there's a lot of upside on the drilling side. Mulroy is, what's interesting with Mulroy is the low capex, because it's near existing infrastructure, it's got the power grid, so it ends up being very cheap ounces to discover and to eventually extract. So Mulroy is going to be interesting. We have a drill rig on the ground right now at Mulroy, continue to expand the resource to the east and to the west. At depth, it's below shaft bottom, so the interest for us is more to the east and to the west, above shaft bottom. So that's where we're focusing at Mulroy.
Okay. So, again, the resource estimate, really just a snapshot in time, but the company is up to over 3 million ounces, and there's a lot of drilling ongoing. I know initially the company had about 63,000 meters of drilling planned. You have surpassed this level, and now you're drilling about 10,000 meters a month. When it comes to expanding on either the Gladiator, Barry, or Mulroy deposit, what is the strategy for step outs? Approximately meter wise, how much are you stepping out, and how much growth potential do you see at these projects?
Oh, each project's, I can see a lot of, they're going to be multi million ounces deposit. Barry and Gladiator for sure. We're doing step out drill right now of about 70 to 100 meters from the known resource. So we're slowly expanding to the west and to and at depth to the south. So we're going to be doing that for the next little while. To drill Barry, to drill Glad, 4,000 meter per month. That's the range we're going to get at each deposit. So I can see a lot of growth in the next year again, because we're going to be focusing on expanding the resource.
Now, Pascal, I know some investors are looking at the company and wondering when you're going to test out more of the depth component at some of these resource areas, because if you look around the area in and around Quebec, we do see mines and other projects. The resources extend quite a depth, or quite a ways to depth, and also see some higher grades at depth. Does the company have a strategy to attack some potential deeper drilling anytime soon?
Yeah, eventually, yes. But in the short term, no. I'll be frank. We're targeting the area. We're expanding from the known resource, expanding out. There's the risk of shooting blank. You know, when you try to drill a 2,000 meter hole, is easy. So very easy to miss the target. And then you don't control the deviation, or you do have some control, but not. The geology is complex. It's narrow vein deposit. So to me, if you want to invest wisely on your exploration program, you do step out a little bit at a time, you know, at 70 meter, 100 meter shot, and then eventually you'll be down there. But plus, these resources that you discovered 1,000 meter below surface or 1,500 below surface, you're not going to mine that on on the first 5 years of your project. So to me, this is inferred resource for the future that you're eventually going to convert. But to me, the focus is 0 to 700 meter. You know what you're going to be touching the first 5 years of your life of mine.
Okay, so you're very focused on economics then of the project and how you could, I guess, more easily bring this into production and what you would be mining first. When will we see some economics around these projects? Do you have a general time frame of when the company might release a PEA?
Yeah, the PEA is going to be out in Q4. We already started with SLR. The SLR mining engineers and our engineers are working on the mine plan right now, the mine design. They already got the geology model from the geologists, and we just got Gladiator. Gladiator was the last one that we received, and now we're working on the mine design this summer. The infrastructure, such as the mill, the tailing facility, it's well advanced. So I'm very confident we're going to have something out to the market in Q4.
Okay. Then Pascal, I guess before we wrap this up, just summarize what the news flow looks like coming out of the company. I realize a lot of drilling, so a lot of drill results to be coming out, but what should investors be expecting out of Bonterra?
Well, of course, like you mentioned, we're going to have drill results in the next few weeks and months, for sure, at 10,000 meter per month and expanding resource. Yes, there will be news on that. Of course, the technical report is going to be released on CEDAR this summer. And the PEA is going to be this fall. And in parallel to that, there will be, you know, the permitting process. we're well advanced. So we're gonna keep pushing on the assisting the government and answering all the questions to the authorities to advance the permitting. So we're gonna update the market on that too.
All right, Pascal, I appreciate the update. I'm going to get you back on a bit more regularly here, as it sounds like news is really going to pick up from the drilling side and moving towards that PEA. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Pascal regarding Bonterra, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those questions addressed. Pascal, I appreciate the update today. Have a great rest of your week.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good day, you too.